Thunder Bay. The Canada Games Complex is set to close for around 4 months beginning in June as it undergoes significant renovations, the city has announced. The 42-year-old facility is in for a $3 million facelift that will include accessibility upgrades in change room areas, shower improvements, a new gender-neutral washroom, repairs to exterior walls, and replacement of its boiler, HVAC, and automated systems. Around 80% of the cost will be covered by the federal government through its Green and Inclusive Community Building Program. The city had previously warned the facility, the largest it operates, would likely close in 2023 while the work was carried out, but had not estimated how long the closure would be. City Council will consider a recommendation to award a $3 million tender for the work to locally based Aurora Construction on Monday. A city news release said the closure would likely start on June 4, if council approves awarding the contract. The lengthy closure is a necessity due to the nature of the work, which will involve draining the pool and taking the boiler, which heats the pool, offline, said Construction Services Supervisor Kelvin Yankovsky. We're basically affecting the operation of every change room in the facility, and it would be not only prudent to shut it down for health and safety reasons, but also for efficiencies, he added. The work is anticipated to reduce the complex's annual greenhouse gas emissions by 276 tons, and bring $128,000 in yearly utility savings. Memberships will be placed on hold during the closure and extended for an equivalent amount of time. Members who wish to cancel their memberships can receive a credit or request a refund. Spring swimming lessons and other activities will continue as planned without interruption, but no new activities will be booked during the closure period, the city said. The adventurers' camp activities that typically operate at the complex in the summer will be relocated, staff said. While the work will address many of the complex's biggest infrastructure needs, the aging facility will require further work to remain a premium attraction, Yankovsky suggested. I think because this facility is 40-plus years old, it's getting to the point where all of the major systems will require upgrade over time, including the exterior envelope, insulation, and things of that nature, he said. So we could see over the next 10 years additional large projects building back to the point where it's in good shape and operating at an efficient level. This story has been updated with comment from City of Thunder Bay staff.